Post-arraignment poll, Trump dominates primary field in New Hampshire. By Nick Gilbertson on June 16, 2023. Former President Donald Trump triples the support of his top Republican presidential primary rival, Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, in a crowded field among New Hampshire Republicans following his arraignment, according to a New Hampshire Journal Coefficient poll. The poll, conducted entirely after Trump's arraignment on 37 counts relating to his possession of documents from his presidency, taken on Tuesday and published Friday, shows 47% of likely GOP New Hampshire voters back Trump for the nomination in the broader field. He sits 34 points ahead of DeSantis, his nearest competitor, while no other candidate breaks the double-digit threshold. In a hypothetical head-to-head, Trump more than doubles DeSantis at 49% and 23%, respectively, with another 28% undecided. In the deeper field in the Granite State, former Governor Chris Christie, RNJ, sits in third place with 9% of support, followed by former Vice President Mike Pence at 5%. Former Governor Nikki Haley, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, and Senator Tim Scott, RSC, all tie at 3%. Another 5% would back someone else, while 10% are undecided. While Christie and Pence's single-digit showings mark the third and fourth top-performing candidates in this poll, they also have the highest amount of never-vote responses. When tasked to select all candidates who they would never vote for under any circumstances, 46% chose Christie, while 40% selected Pence. Trump came in a distant third with 26%, which was on par with Haley's 25%. DeSantis fared third best at 20%, while only 15% would never consider backing Ramaswamy or Scott. Coefficient also asked respondents, in your opinion, which of the following statements best describes Donald Trump becoming the Republican nominee for president? Of the respondents, 43% chose Trump is the only Republican who can beat Biden and turn out the Republican base, versus 24% who selected Trump will lose to Biden and hurt the party down ticket. The remainder of the participants believes he would do as well as any generic GOP nominee. Moreover, Trump's indictment made a plurality of 42% of GOP voters even more likely to support him, while 15% are less likely to back him. Another 43% say it does not affect their vote. Concerning the case, 35% of the Granite State respondents think Trump is innocent, 23% say he is guilty, and 42% have not made a judgment. Coefficient sampled 904 likely GOP primary voters in New Hampshire between June 14 to 16, and the poll's margin of error is plus or minus 3.25 percentage points.